This is your Sunday morning wake-up call on WNRN. The wake-up call is brought to you by Tiger Fuel, serving the Charlottesville area with home heating oil and propane and famous Exxon gasoline. The wake-up call is also brought to you by The Hook, an innovative weekly from the people who really know the news on Newsstands Thursday. Now with your host, Rick Moore.
Lights, please. And there were in the same country shepherds abiding in the field, keeping watch over their flock by night. And lo, the angel of the Lord came upon them, and the glory of the Lord shone round them, and they were sore afraid. And the angel said unto them, Fear not, for behold, I bring you tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, who is Christ the Lord. And this shall be a sign unto you. Ye shall find the babe wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger. And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host, praising God and saying, Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men. And that's what Christmas is all about, Charlie Brown. And here we are, boys and girls. Everyone's favorite show of the year. The Christmas Show. That's right. May not be particularly for your personal faith and religion, but that doesn't make it any less entertaining. All right, the 24th. I'm not sure we get any later than this. And as usual, I guess, we'll find out whether or not I've been a good boy, because the phone is acting weird. But nonetheless, we'll do our thing. We'll make it work. And we'll proceed. If you would like Santa Claus, who will be here shortly, he's hanging around while the elves load the sleigh. If you'd like Santa Claus to call your children, just let us know. Call up and talk to Michael. He's taking phone calls today. 979-0919. 1-877-WNRN-ROCKS. Call us up if you have a young child out there who's day would be so much nicer to get a phone call from Santa at the last minute. And I think we're going to try the phones just to see how they're doing, because that's always important for the program, to make sure that the phones are working. They're coming in, and we can dial out, but whether or not they're going out over the air, I guess we'll find out. Ah, that's a sound that I love to hear. We're going to do sort of a sample phone call. We're going to call Zach. And let everybody know how it works, and then Santa's going to come back. So keep listening. See if you'd like your child to get a phone call. This is Santa Claus. Is this Zachary?
Yes.
How are you today?
Good.
Have you been good the last few days?
Yeah.
Oh. because I've been very busy. I'll be checking my list a little later tonight.
Okay.
What can we bring you? The elves are loading the sleigh.
A skateboard?
A skateboard?
Yes.
Oh, are you safe enough for a skateboard?
I think I'm going to handle it with it.
Oh, that's good. We'll bring you a helmet with the skateboard. Okay.
I need some knee protectors with it, too.
Oh, some other protection for the knees and maybe your elbows?
Uh-huh.
Oh, Zachary, I think that we might have a skateboard around here for you.
Yay.
Oh, now you be good. You have one more day.
But tomorrow's Christmas.
Oh, that's right, but we have lots to do today.
I know.
So you be good. You go to bed early.
And I know.
When you wake up, there will be some presents for you.
I know, but today is Christmas Eve.
That's right. All right, Zach, we have many other children to check on.
Okay.
Merry Christmas. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Oh, my goodness. Santa has so many things to take care of today. So many things. But that's how it works. Santa's here in the studio. If you'd like, if you'd like your child to get a call from Santa, please dial us up. Michael's here. We'll be doing it in just a little bit. We'll be doing some more Santa phone calls. Lots to do during the hour today. Call us up. Children's name, phone number, and something that they're going to be getting tomorrow. So that Santa can make sure to put it on the sleigh. Let's thank Blue Ridge Mountain Sports, BRMS, for their help putting today's program together. They are the winter outfitters in Virginia for over 30 years. Blue Ridge has footwear that's warm and stylish from Merrow and the North Face, and they also stock genuine sheepskin Uggs. You can give the gift of warmth at Blue Ridge Mountain Sports in the Barrack Road Shopping Center here in Charlottesville and at BRMS.com. Oh, I love this. I just love this CD. It's totally the right style of music for me for the holidays. The Vince Guaraldi Trio. For all I know, it's the Vince Guaraldi Trio. I never knew how to pronounce that. G, G, or J. But nonetheless, 979-0919. Hey, Michael, don't forget to bring me the note from that first set of girls that I took. And while some other people call in, here 1110 on the wake-up call and give us the information. We're going to do our other annual fun. And we're going to read The Grinch. How the Grinch Stole Christmas, written by Dr. Seuss. I'd like to remind everyone this is a nonprofit reading. We will have music in the background. How the Grinch Stole Christmas, produced by Chuck Jones and Ted Geisel. Album produced by Jesse Kane. Hopefully everyone gets as much fun out of this as I do. All right. If you're ready, Santa Claus will be back shortly. If you got kids out there who would like to hear this, I'll give you another 15 or 20 seconds to get them out by the radio for the reading of How the Grinch Stole Christmas. I won't promise it to be the best reading you ever heard, but hopefully fun. One of the reasons that I like to do this is when I was undergrad at UVA, I remember early first or second year studying in the library, and this guy just came and ran in and jumped up on a table and started reading How the Grinch Stole Christmas, except he didn't read it, he had it all memorized. It stuck with me for a long time. Okay, hopefully everyone's ready. And here we go. Every Who down in Whoville liked Christmas a lot, but the Grinch, who lived just north of Whoville, did not. The Grinch hated Christmas, the whole Christmas season. Now, please don't ask why, no one knows quite the reason. It could be his head wasn't screwed on just right. It could be, perhaps, that his shoes were too tight. But I think that the most likely reason of all may have been that his heart was two sizes too small. But whatever the reason, his heart or his shoes, he stood there on Christmas Eve, hating the Who's, staring down from his cave with a sour, grinchy frown at the warm lighted windows below in their town. For he knew every Who down in Whoville beneath was busy now hanging a mistletoe wreath.
Trim up the tree with Christmas stuff, like bingo balls and hoo-hoo fluff. Trim up the town with goo-hoo guns and fizzle pinks and wands.
Trim every blessed window and trim every blessed door. Hang up hoo-hoo-hoo fix,
then run out and get some more.
Hang pantookas on the ceilings, pile pampoonas on the floor.
Trim every blessed needle on the blessed Christmas tree. Christmas comes tomorrow.
Trim you, trim me. Trim up your pets with fuzz o' fuzz, and with their bloops and buzz o' buzz. Trim up your uncle and your aunt with yards of hoof and flat.
Trim every house in Whoville from the cellar to the roof. Hang up a mile of dafflers
and 3 miles of snappers too.
Hang dang donglers on the bathtub, trim the occupant with floof.
To every home in
tree with Christmas stuff, like bingo balls and hoo-hoo fluff. Trim up the town with goo-hoo guns and fizzle pinks. And trim up the tree with fizzle pinks and wands.
And they're hanging their stockings, he snarled with a sneer.
Tomorrow is Christmas. It's practically here.
Then he growled with his Grinch fingers nervously drumming.
I must find some way to stop Christmas from coming.
For tomorrow, he knew, all the Who girls and boys would wake bright and early. They'd rush for their toys, and then, oh, the noise. Oh, the noise, 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 noise. That's one thing he hated, the noise, 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 noise. Then the Who's, young and old, would sit down to a feast, and they'd feast, and they'd feast, and they'd feast, 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 feast. They would feast on Who pudding and rare Who roast beast, which was something the Grinch couldn't stand in the least. And then they'd do something he'd liked least of all. Every Who down in Whoville, the tall and the small, would stand close together with Christmas bells ringing. They'd stand hand in hand, and the Whos would start singing. They'd sing, and they'd sing, and they'd sing, 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 sing. And the more the Grinch thought of this Who Christmas sing, the more the Grinch thought, I must stop this whole thing. Why, for 53 years I've put up with it now. I must stop this Christmas from coming. But how? Then he got an idea, an awful idea. The Grinch got a wonderful, awful idea. I know just what to do. The Grinch laughed in his throat, and he made a quick Santa Claus hat and a coat, and he chuckled and clucked. What a great Grinchy trick! With this coat and this hat, I look just like Saint Nick. All I need is a reindeer. The Grinch looked around, but since reindeer are scarce, there was none to be found. Did that stop the old Grinch? No, the Grinch simply said, if I can't find a reindeer, I'll make one instead. So he called his dog Max, then he took some red thread, and he tied a big horn on the top of his head. Then he loaded some bags and some old empty sacks on a ramshackle sleigh, and he hitched up old Max. Then the Grinch said, giddy up! And the sleigh started down toward the homes where the Whos lay a-snooze in their town. All the windows were dark. Quiet snow filled the air. All the Whos were all dreaming sweet dreams without care when he came to the first little house on the square.
This is stop number one,
the old Grinchy Claus hissed. And he climbed to the roof, empty bags in his fist. Then he slid down the chimney, a rather tight pinch, but if Santa could do it, then so could the Grinch. He got stuck only once, for a moment or two, then he stuck his head out of the fireplace flue, where the little Who stockings all hung in a row.
These stockings,
he grinned,
are the first things to go.
Then he slithered and slunk with a smile most unpleasant around the whole room, and he took every present. Popguns and bicycles, roller skates, drums, checkerboards, tricycles, popcorn, and plums. And he stuffed them in bags. Then the Grinch, very nimbly, stuffed all the bags one by one up the chimney.
Mr. Grinch, you really are a heel. You're as cuddly as a cactus, you're as charming as an eel. Mr. Grinch, you're a bad banana with a greasy black peel. You're a monster, Mr. Grinch, your heart's an empty hole. Your brain is full of spiders, you've got garlic in your soul, Mr. Grinch. I wouldn't touch you with a 39 and a half foot pole. You're a vile one, Mr. Grinch. You have termites in your smile. You have all the tender sweetness of a seasick crocodile, Mr. Grinch. Given the choice between the two of you, I'd take the seasick crocodile.
Then he slunk to the icebox, he took the Who's feast, he took the Who pudding, he took the roast beast. He cleaned out that icebox as quick as a flash. Why, that Grinch even took their last can of Who hash. Then he stuffed all the food up the chimney with glee. And now, grinned the Grinch, I will stuff up the tree. And the Grinch grabbed the tree and he started to shove when he heard a small sound like the coo of a dove. He turned around fast and he saw a small Who, little Cindy Lou Who, who was not more than two. The Grinch had been caught by this tiny Who daughter who'd got out of bed for a cup of cold water. She stared at the Grinch and said, Santa Claus, why are you taking our Christmas tree? Why? But you know, that old Grinch was so smart and so slick, he thought up a lie, and he thought it up quick. Why, my sweet little tot, the fake Santa Claus lied, there's a light on this tree that won't light on one side. So I'm taking it home to my workshop, my dear. I'll fix it up there. Then I'll bring it back here. And his fib fooled the child. Then he patted her head, and he got her a drink, and he sent her to bed. And when Cindy Lou Who went to bed with her cup, he went to the chimney and stuffed the tree up. Then the last thing he took was the log for their fire. Then he went up the chimney himself, the old liar. On their walls he left nothing but hooks and some wire. And the one speck of food that was left in the house was a crumb that was even too small for a mouse. Then he did the same thing to the other Who's houses, leaving crumbs much too small for the other Who's houses. It was quarter past dawn, all the Who's still abed, all the Who's still a snooze when he packed up his sled. Packed it up with their presents, the ribbons, the wrappings, the tags, and the tinsel, the trimmings, the trappings. 3,000 feet up the side of Mount Crumpet, he rode with his load to the tip-top to dump it. Poo-poo to the Who's, he was Grinchishly humming. They're finding out now that no Christmas is coming. They're just waking up. I know just what they'll do. Their mouths will hang open a minute or two. Then the Who's down in Whoville will all cry boo-hoo. That's a noise, grinned the Grinch, that I simply must hear. So he paused, and the Grinch put his hand to his ear, and he did hear a sound rising over the snow. It started in low, then it started to snow. But the sound wasn't sad. Why, this sound sounded merry. It couldn't be so, but it was merry. Very. He stared down at Whoville. The Grinch popped his eyes, then he shook. What he saw was a shocking surprise. Every Who down in Whoville, the tall and the small, was singing. Without any presents at all, he hadn't stopped Christmas from coming. It came. Somehow or other, it came just the same. And the Grinch, with his Grinch feet ice cold in the snow, stood puzzling and puzzling. How could it be so? It came without ribbons. It came without tags. It came without packages, boxes, or bags. And he puzzled 3 hours till his puzzler was sore. Then the Grinch thought of something he hadn't before.
Maybe Christmas, he thought, doesn't come from a store. Maybe Christmas, perhaps. means a little bit more.
And what happened then? Well, in Whoville, they say that the Grinch's small heart grew 3 sizes that day. And the minute his heart didn't feel quite so tight, he whizzed with his load through the bright morning light, and he brought back the toys and the food for the feast. And he himself, the Grinch, carved the roast beast. There you go. That is the 2006 reading on the wake-up call of How the Grinch Stole Christmas, well known as written by Dr. Seuss. And those of you who've seen it on TV may or may not know, narrated by Boris Karloff, of which I did an embarrassing version of that. But nonetheless, it's fun for me, although not fun for my throat. Produced by Chuck Jones and Ted Geisel. Album produced by Jesse Kay. Digitally remastered by Suha Gur at Polygram Studios. And please remember that that was a non-profit reading. And I want to thank everyone who listened through that. Again, I'm just not good with the Grinch voice. It totally wears me out. But nonetheless, 11:28 here in the wake-up call. The markets of Tiger Fuel forecast for Central Virginia and the Shenandoah Valley. Sunny today, highs 55 to 59, where, although in Richmond it's in the mid-60s, mostly clear tonight, lows 35 to 40. And a rain tomorrow. With a chance of freezing rain in the higher elevations. Highs tomorrow 40 to 45. Right now in the valley and in Lynchburg and in Charlottesville it's 48. And in Richmond it's a few degrees higher.
You're listening to the Sunday Morning Wake Up Call, brought to you by The Hook and by the Markets of Tiger Fuel, a refreshing pause on your journey to anywhere with locations all over town. Now back to your host, Rick Moore.
Let me thank a few other folks here. 45fix.com. If you have a home improvement project, there's another way to find a contractor. It's 45fix.com. From remodeling to repair projects, immediate no obligation estimates are available anytime. That's 45fix.com, the number 4, the number 5, and the word fix.com. I also want to let everybody know that this is the place to be on New Year's Eve. At least down here in downtown Charlottesville is, for First Night Virginia 2006. Over 10,000 people are expected at this year's celebration to enjoy performances at venues on and around the mall. Admission buttons are still available at Timberlake's Drugstore, the Blue Ridge Mountain Sports, Volvo of Charlottesville, Sidetracks, and both of Charlottesville's Plan 9s. You can get them online, too, at firstnightvirginia.org. That's .org. Or you can win them by staying tuned to WNRN, beginning the day after Christmas. All right, I think Santa is... Santa's out there. He's taking a quick bathroom break, and then he shall be here to make some phone calls. We've got a few calls, as far as I can see. But we'll take some more if you'd like. 979-0919, 1-877-WNRN-ROCKS. That's 1-877-967-6762. We do indeed have the secret code to get out onto the long distance side of things. Call up and Michael's here. He'll take the information. I see the 979 number is ringing right now. That's good. Santa likes to have calls. All right, let's just listen to the Vince Giorgino. Is it Giraldi or Giraldi? Giraldi. Our Les Temps.
In my mind, it's
And George's mind is Vince Guaraldi Trio. Listen to this for just a second while I get Santa in here. Not that you would go anywhere when you know that Santa's going to be on the phone, but since I mentioned George, he's going to be here for a Christmassy show, the Christmas 80s and 90s Christmas tunes for George Bell's Les Temps Perdue. So stay tuned and hear that. And requests, if you have any Christmas requests that fit into the category, always welcome. Les Temps Perdue, brought to you in part by Plan 9 Music. Only here on WNRN. All right. Fan, are you ready? Oh, goodness. Santa's so much fun to have in the studio. You know, this is personally my favorite show of the whole year. I don't know how you feel about it out there. All right, Santa, first call was to Aaron and Caroline. Aaron's 10, Caroline's 6. Caroline, how are you?
Santa?
Yes. Oh, Caroline, I'm calling to make sure that you're still on the good side of my list.
Hi, Santa.
How are you?
Good.
Ooh, we're loading up the sleigh. I wanted to make sure I had your favorite gift.
Okay.
What would you like me to bring you?
What about... Can I... You know my little beanbag chair?
Yes.
Can I have one of those?
I'll see what the elves have out there for me.
Okay.
I think you know what we have on the list for you?
What?
We have a new stuffed animal.
Okay.
And we have, what else do we have out there? Elf Crumpet. Ooh, how about some music? I have some CDs, I think, just for you.
Okay.
And we'll see if we have everything else. What about your sister? What can Santa bring your sister? Has she been good?
Maybe a 2007 calendar.
Oh, a calendar. Is that as good as she's been?
What?
Has she been better than just a calendar?
What about an iPod?
An iPod? She must have been very good. I think we can find an iPod for her. Okay, now you make sure to be a good girl.
Okay.
And go to bed early.
Okay.
Oh, and will you leave me a cookie?
What?
Will you leave me a cookie?
Yeah.
Thank you, Caroline.
Okay. Bye.
Merry Christmas.
You too.
Oh, goodness. Santa. Off to a rockin' start. Santa, the calls keep coming. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Woo! got a lot to do, Santa. Keep them coming, boys and girls. Mom and Dad, Grandma, 979-0919-1877-WNRN-ROCKS. That's a toll-free number. That's right. We're not charging you. We're not asking you to spend your money after you spent a whole bunch. I got a dial a long distance thing on that. I'll hang tight for a second. Calling Rachel. 9.
Hello?
Santa Claus, trying to reach Rachel.
Hi.
How are you?
Good.
We're loading up the sleigh, and I want to make sure I have your gifts. What would you like us to load up for you?
I would like a horse toy and a brat toy.
Ooh. I don't know if we have that on the list. We'll have to look and see what we have.
Okay.
How about Game Boy?
No.
No? Okay. Well, we'll keep looking, and I'll look for the other things.
Okay.
Because we have lots of toys here at the North Pole. Will you make sure to leave something for the reindeer to eat? We have lots of work to do tonight.
Yes.
Oh, Merry Christmas to you and the family.
You too.
Oh, and have a good Christmas morning.
You too.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
I don't know, Santa, what'd you think? I'm not sure. Rachel still, Rachel seems to be at that age where I don't know if she believed that that was really you. I need my elf in here. How do I pronounce that? Lacey. Goodness gracious. The names just keep piling up. We will get to everyone if we don't get them within the hour because, you know, that mean, non-Christmassy George Bell kicks us out at noon. Santa said he'll stay and finish any names, even after the program. So dial us up, 979-0919. Lacey. At least he's 13. I don't know.
Hello, this is Lynn and Lacey's mailbox. Can't come to the phone, leave a message. We'll get back to you. Fast as you can. Have a great day. You may start your message now.
Oh, Santa Claus was calling up to leave a message in Lacey's mailbox. We're traveling tonight, and I wanted to make sure that you went to bed early and behaved. I know that a lot of other 13-year-olds don't believe in Santa, but I promise that we'll leave some nice gifts for you overnight. You be a good girl. Merry Christmas. Goodness, they're flying in here. 11:41 on the wake-up call. Santa taking out a little bit of time here while the elves load up the sleigh. With the Charlie Brown soundtrack in the background. Isn't that nice?
You're listening to the Sunday Morning Wake Up Call, brought to you by the Markins of Tiger Fuel and by The Hook, an innovative weekly on newsstands every Thursday. Now here's Rick with what you can find in this week's Hook.
Oh, this week, Charlottesville policeman Marvin Townsend is retiring after more than 25 years on the force. He talks about how a lot has happened between then and now. It's also the 2006 Year in Review issue with recaps of the 2006 news stories and a look at the best and worst of the past year. Plus, Madam Hook, the clairvoyant, looks deep into 2007. And the Hook reminding everyone, it's the last day to shop! And we also want to thank Five Guys Burgers and Fries for their support today. Five Guys serves America's standard, fresh and handmade from 11 a.m. to 9 p.m. And they're open until 10, Fridays and Saturdays. Five Guys Burgers and Fries, behind the fountain in the Berwick Road Shopping Center. They're in the Hollymead Town Center and now on the Downtown Mall here in Charlottesville. On the web, it's fiveguys.com. That's fiveguys.com. All right, we're going to try this long-distance one. Where's my elf? Is this Shantae? Shantae. The long-distance ones have so many buttons to push. Shantae?
Yes.
How are you today?
Fine.
Are you excited for tomorrow?
Uh-huh. I'm going to sister.
Oh. You know, we're loading things up, and I was calling to see what we could bring you. I was thinking about a Dora princess dress.
Yeah.
Would you like that?
Ooh.
Ooh. Well, you have one more day to be a good girl.
Yeah.
And can you go to sleep early?
Yeah.
Oh, that's important, because you never know when we're going to come by.
Okay.
All right. Now you be good, and when you wake up in the morning, there will be all kinds of special things for you. Merry Christmas!
Thank you, Santa.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
That was a good one. Man, Santa's got a lot of stuff to do. CJ, Amber, and Nathan? Wow. Santa Claus is calling to check on the kids. Who is this? Is this Amber?
No.
Nathan? CJ? We're going to stop and visit everyone. Who's on the phone? How are you today?
Okay.
We're loading up the sleigh.
Okay.
What can we bring you?
Okay.
Oh.
Okay.
Yes. Santa.
Okay.
Santa has many things.
Okay.
Oh.
Okay.
Are you going to be able to leave us a cookie?
Okay. Yes.
Yes. Thank you so much. And tell everyone else to be good and go to bed early. Okay?
Huh?
Everyone be good. We have many other calls to make. Check on our list. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Oh, Merry Christmas!
Oh, bye-bye.
Well. Next up, Santa. You ready? 979-0919. If you want Santa to call, 1-877-WNRN-ROCKS. We're going to call Virginia. Virginia's only three, Santa.
Hi.
Oh, Santa Claus is trying to reach Virginia.
Hi, Santa Claus.
How are you?
Good.
Oh, I'm calling to make sure that you've been good the last few days.
I did feel good.
Oh, I knew that you would. You are a good girl.
Christmas.
Almost Christmas.
An Inga Ballerina book and My Little Pony book.
Oh, My Little Pony.
And 12 Dancing Princesses book.
I think My Little Pony, oh, we'll put that in the sleigh for you. And then we'll put some other special presents in too, okay? Now you be good.
Okay.
All right. Only one more night. Tomorrow morning it's Christmas morning. Ho ho ho! Merry Christmas. Bye bye.
Bye.
Gracious. 11:48 here on the Wake Up Call on WNRN. Santa Claus hanging out in the studio. Got all these all these long distance calls. You're welcome to call up. Long distance is fine. It's just extra buttons to push. Abigail. Gosh, I got a lot of 3-year-olds. Abigail is 3. Abigail wants a princess book. I think Virginia wanted that too, Santa. I hope you got some.
Hi, Santa Claus.
Hi, Abigail.
Hi, Santa.
How are you? Oh, that's good. I just wanted to check and make sure that we were going to bring you a princess book. Is that okay? Okay. Okay. I'll put extra ones in the sleigh. All right, Merry Christmas! Oh, we'll be there tonight. Merry Christmas! Bye bye. Abigail sounded like she was a little close to the radio there, Santa. Had to watch out on that feedback. Whoops. All right, we'll make another long distance call here. Calling Kayla. Kayla wants a guitar.
Hello?
Oh, is this Kayla?
Yes.
Do you know who this is?
Yes.
Who?
Santa Claus.
It is Santa Claus. You are so smart. Well, we're getting everything ready. And I wanted to make sure that the elves put the right toy for you. Do you want a guitar?
Yes.
You are so special. You have been so good all year. I think that we can get you a guitar.
Thank you, Santa Claus.
Oh. Make sure to be good for the rest of the night.
Okay.
Oh. All right, Kayla. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Oh. Santa's voice is getting tired. I think somewhere in there, Santa sounded like somebody off a bad sitcom. All right, we're going to call Wren. Another long distance call. Wren is a boy. Who's three. A lot of youngsters this year. Is this Wren?
Yeah.
Oh, Merry Christmas. Taking a nap? Oh, well, Santa's calling to check up on you.
Yes.
We're gonna put some games in the sleigh for you. Is that okay?
Yes.
Well, you take your nap and
yes.
And then we'll start. The reindeer will take off.
Bye.
Bye, Wren. You be a good boy.
Bye.
Merry Christmas.
Thank goodness.
Oh. All right. We're just rolling along. 979-0919. 1-877-WNRN-ROCKS. Call us up. Next up is Kane. Kane is seven. Outdoor toys. Ready?
Hello.
Oh! Oh! Personal call for Kane from the North Pole.
What?
This is Santa Claus.
Who am I?
Calling for Kane. Oh, that's no way to be good on the last day before Christmas. Would you like us to bring anything for you? Because we can skip your house if you don't believe.
Good.
Hey. We were going to bring you some outdoor toys. Is that okay?
Yes, I will. That's a good. That's a good.
Merry Christmas! Alright, let's see what's up next. 11:55 here on the wake up call. Andrew and Samuel, musicians.
Hello?
Oh, we're trying to reach Andrew and Samuel. Are you one of the boys?
Yes.
And which one are you?
Andrew,
how are you?
Who the heck is this?
It's Santa Claus! Oh, I was calling to make sure we had what you wanted, all packed up and ready to go. What can we bring you tonight?
Well,
Would you like anything special, or do you want me to pick something out for you? How about your brother? Is Samuel there? Can we bring you something in the sleigh?
Look at Samuel! Who is it, Samuel? I don't know.
Okay, we'll let the elves pick something that we think you'll like.
Andrew wants an electric scooter.
Ooh. Well, Merry Christmas to you and the family. Merry Christmas, everyone. Bye-bye. All right. Where's that ID letting everyone know that... Yeah, like this one. Letting everyone know that you are listening to WNRN Charlottesville and WNRS FM, Sweetbriar, Amherst, Lynchburg. All right, let's see who we got here. Dave wants a Cabbage Patch Kid. I don't know. Santa always gives a few fake calls. I know too many boys that want those Cabbage Patch Kids, but Santa, toss one in there.
Hello?
Santa Claus is trying to reach Dave.
Excuse me?
Is Dave available?
Yeah, one second.
Dave, how are you? Merry Christmas.
Okay, I gotta go.
Have a great Christmas, Dave. See, as always, somebody thinks that that's the funniest joke and a new joke never thought of before. And as always, that's what we finish with, because someone always saves that for Santa to do at the last bit. There are some other names here. And we'll be glad to have Santa call him before he leaves the studio and gets ready. Let me wish everyone a Merry Christmas. George, Michael, thank you so much. We'll be back next week with all kinds of fun stuff. End of the year. All right? Adios, boys and girls. Merry Christmas to all of you.
Morning wake-up call on WNRN. The wake-up call is brought to you by The Hook, an innovative weekly from the people who really know the news on Newsstands Thursday. And by Tiger Fuel, serving the Charlottesville area with home heating oil and propane, Exxon gasolines, and the markets of Tiger Fuel. Views and opinions expressed on this program are not necessarily those of the management, staff, or board of WNRN. You can contact Rick at abstractme@aol.com or at wnrn.rlc.net. The wake-up call is produced by Catherine Greiner. Tune in again next Sunday morning at 11 for the wake-up call, only on WNRN.